says, Oitzi also I should exclude dam shirotzim, put in the dam that comes out of a sheretz, shame them tuma chamura, that there's no tuma chamura by a sheretz. Therefore, if you eat its dam, you're not chayiv koros. So Rashi says, shirotzim means that shame shirotzim metama odom metama begodim. That even though a sheretz itself is nava tum, it's metama you, but it's not metama you begodim. It's only metama you, not the begodim you're wearing. So he speaks that even though it has tumas maga, but doesn't have tumas masa. It has no tumas masa. Yeah. So therefore, shrotzim is not a tumah chamura, therefore, it has no chiyuv koros to eat its dam. Then, oitzi dam beit, I'll take out the dam of an egg. She'ein min basar. Like a beitza, an egg, is not called basar. So even though it has a blood splat inside it, you're not chayav koros to eat it. Now, dam dogim, dam chagovim, I don't know the blood of fish or the blood of a grasshopper is mutter. Shekuli hepta, the whole thing is mutter, there's never a time that it's also. I mean, you don't have to make a shchita on it to eat it. So therefore, there's no issa, at least no chiyuv koros to eat this dam. Now, the pasuk ends off and it says, kol dam loy soichlo, the end of the pasuk is, loy fula behema. So now the Gemara's question, why do you have to say both for loy fula behema? Let it just say one, what do you have to have both for? So Gemara says, no. It would have just said the word oif, ima oif, shein bo klein. There's no issa klein by an oif, meaning to say the hair that grows off an oif, there's no issa klein like shatnis. It's only on wool, not on the feathers of a bird. So maybe af behema, shein bo klein. Maybe it only applies the issa dam to a behema that has no wool, that there's no issa klein on it. But let's say a goat, let's say a sheep that have wool, that there is nisa klayim on it, is shatnis, so maybe there is no iser dam. Tamalan, the person has to say, you love behema, no, on all behemas, the dam that comes out of it, the dam ha-nefesh of beast, is the chiyuv koros to eat it. Yeah, so let's just say the word, you love behema. So Gemara says, no. Ima behema, would have just said the word behema, would have thought to say, ima behema, be'im, she'ina be'im alabonim. On a behema, there's no issa, take away the mother away from its kid. Is maybe af, oif, she'ena b'yeim alabonim, who are in which type of blood, or which oif, are yichayiv, only on a bird that has no issa, aim alabonim. That's the only time, meaning to say only a bird that's tamei. There, there's no issa, take away the mother from its kid. Imagine by a bird that's tall, that there's an issa to take away the mother on the kid, maybe there's no issa dam. Therefore, Talmud, the pasuk has to teach us Talmudai Maloif Pala Behema, to teach us that the issa dam applies to both to a bird and to a behema. The dam hanefesh that comes out from it, you're over a chiyuv koros to eat the dam. Other Gemara says Ve'ema, why don't I say like this? Let's say Kol dam. Beginning of the pasuk says Kol dam Loi Seichlu. Maybe that's called a klal. Then the pasuk says Oifu Behema. That's a prat. Mashpas only yosef tita the dam from an oif and a behema. So if so, why don't they say klalu prat is ein b'chal ala mashab a prat? Maybe there's only an issa on this prat. That means oif or behemin. You can't eat the dam, the blood from an oif or a behema. But midi achrin alem, maybe there's no issa to eat the blood from something else. How do I know to say that it's also to eat the blood from other things also? From a chaya, from other things, maybe only a behema and an oif. Yeah. So Mar says, the next pasuk says, nefesh asher, nefesh asher teichol mikol dam. It says v'nichroso. That's the next pasuk. Chayv koris is chazor a klal. That makes another klal. Therefore, it comes out to be klal the prat to klal is the atadana lekaina prat. Anything that like the prat yichayiv. But lav dafka the dam of an oif and a behema who adin chaya. It also has nisa dam. So therefore, it comes out to be a klal or prat, a klal, not just a klal or prat. So Mara says, no. I v'holoi domi, klola bas l'klola kama. These two klolam are different. Why? Klola kama, the first klal, when the first pasuk says, kol dam loy soichlu, that's lav. That's a klal and a lav. It's saying there's a lav, not to eat the blood. Klal basra, the second pasuk, it says, nefesh asher teichol kol dam v'nichroso, the chorus. That's a nisa of chorus. So the two klolam are different. The first one's a lav, the second one's a chorus. So maybe you don't make a klal of prat, a klal out of it. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you, high Tana Tana over here is the very Rabbi Shmuel, goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds, Klolo Yeproti Darshinon Minhadein Gavna. Even in such a case like this, that the first klal is allowed, the second klal is a chorus, you could make a klal and plot a klal out of it. Rashi says that's Gemara Chumun like this, yeah. Even though it's not exactly Daima. V'yafagav l'domi, klal abasla, klal akamino, two lav, the two klalim are not exactly alike, still you can make a drush of a klal and plot a klal out of it. So if anything, any dam like of the aim of the yif, here there's a chiv chorus to be this dam. The Omar Ma, what we just say before, klal uprat uklal, comes out as klal uprat uklal here, is ziyat adan alakena prat, you can learn out something like the prat, and if to say, maha prat mefurish dover sheyesh betum akala betum achamura, there has to be something like a behemoth, that there is a tum akala, I mean there's a tum as oichlin on it, and there's also a tum achamura, it's nevela, the nevela of a behemoth, if you even carry it, you become tamei, and also v'yesh pe'isav heta, meaning to say, before you make a shechita, so also teach from it, and after the shechita becomes a mutter, v'yesh v'hen min bas, that's also a type of a meat, is af koil, any type of blood that comes out from something, af koil dovish yesh by tuma kalab tuma chamur, you have to have something that has both tumas oichlin and tumas nevela. So where it says, af koil d'kotel l'su yimai, what does it really come to include? What do you come to include over here? So the shechita speaks out, don't say it's only coming to include a chaya, because the chaya is bechlal behema. So what is it coming to include then? Like what does this klal of prata klal come teach us? What else is there that it's done yichayi for? So Marian says, Omer Rav Adar Bar Avin lasuya domesh al kfi, comes to include the blood of the kfi. We'll soon see exactly what a kfi is. A kfi is an animal, sometimes like a buffalo. It's a suffix, whether it's a behema, whether it's a chaya. So Chiddush said, its dam is chayiv. So Mora says, my kasav, what are we talking about over here? I kasav, if we hold that kvi sveikuhu, that kvi itself was a suffix to us, whether it has a din of a behema or a din of a chaya. But it's one or the other. So the question is then, it's a kroh lemesa sveikuhu, do we have to have a posuk to ask for a sveikuhu? We don't need the posuk for this. Zitzag Rashi says, Isra kro lemesa sveka betamiya. The lemay madminle. Like we have a suffix, what is it? Ilachaya, if it's daimut, if it is a chaya, then the dam is also machmas chaya. If it's a behema, it's also the dam is machmas a behema. Because we don't know what it is. But you don't need a special person to say the dam is also. The dam is also mamamashach. Whatever it is, the dam is also. So you can't tell me you need a special person to tell me the dam of a kvi is also. So Mas Ela Enichnami, this bright soul is Elixavar, Kfi is a barrier b'fnei Yatzmihu. That a Kfi is not like a real suffix behemoth. It's not like some learned Kfi is where the mother was a deer and the father was a tayish, was a goat. So the father was a behemoth, the mother's a deer, you go after the father also. No, we go now the Shalomit, it's a new barrier b'fnei Yatzmihu. Kfi is a new creature like. And we don't know what din does it have. Does it have a din like a behemoth? Or a din like a chai, maybe has a new din altogether. So I did not know b'chlal what the din of a kvi is. So therefore I need a prosecutor to this klal of prata klal comes to teach us that even on this kvi, that's not a chai, not a behemoth, new type of a barium, that also has nisadam. So that's what the prosecutor comes to be marbo. Then a kvi, the yisadam, that is nisadam. Yeah. So Mora says, if so, if you're telling me now we're going out to the shita, that a kvi is called the barium b'fnei atzmai, so Ashkechon Domoi, we find out that the Yisadam applies to a kvi. But Chel Boi Minol, how we know to say the Chelav also applies to a kvi? Chel Boi Minol, how we know that there's Nisa Chelav? Maybe the Torah didn't ask the Chelav of a kvi. So Mora says, no, Mikol Chelav. It says in the Parsha of Chelav, Mikol Chelav, Mashm, even the Chelav of a kvi is also awesome. You know, I call upon the Misofik, because is it sad to say maybe kvi is a Chaya? On a Chaya, the Chelav is Muta. But I call upon him in a suffix the chelav is also. Nivelosim in Olam Rishon is also titus nivela. Rashi says Isser Achilu nivelosim. I know it's nisa tita nivela of a kvi. Like maybe it's a new barrier. It doesn't need shechita. Maybe the nivela is mutter. Not mishum suffix. Some this new barrier has do din kvi has nisa chelav on it, right? Right. sent in the velosim in olam, mikol nevela, coming to be marb, even a kvi has nisa nevela on it. Gid ha-noshim minohem, is the nisa gid ha-nosho, upon the gid ha-nosho of this new burial, the kvi. Where it says, bekaf ha-yerich tal yirachmona. The pasuk says, whoever has a kaf, whoever has that thigh there, that round thigh, that has nisa gid ha-nosho. Since this kvi has this round thigh, therefore has nisa gid ha-nosho. And the only reason why by an oif it doesn't have it is because it doesn't have a round thigh. Rashi says, the whole yispe kaf shakurin pufsu noig bagir anosha. Vodi en noig bi oif, the Gemara says there, tli ogul kaf, because his thigh is not round. Here. Yispe kaf a yerach. Now the Gemara says, tumosoi o shkiti minolan. How do we know to say what? Tumosoi, Rashi says, shetatama nevelosoi. How do we know to say it's nevela, as it didn't tumor on it? That's a shalom, what? Tumosoi, and how do you know to have it's a tumos nevela? Or shchita, how does it say it needs shchita? Like maybe he could eat it without shchita. So shchita speaks out, not that he could eat it alive, avad rabbi nisa even menachay on it. But maybe you don't have to shecht him daf, hilcha shchita. As long as it's dead, you'll not eat it. Minolol, so that's a svar already. Mida lechol mila rabbi rachmona kibahema. Since all these other halachas, this kvi, has the same halacha like kibahema, is tumasa shchitasa nami kibahema. As Mustafa to say, it's din tuma, din shchita, the same halacha like kibahema. Mustafa to say that it's also osatir without shchita, and it has a din tumas nevela on it. Omar Mav, what we said before, oitzi dam mahalcheshtayim, I'll take out from the yisa dam of mahalcheshtayim of a person and odom. The dam that comes out from an odom, there's no yisa midiraisa to eat it. Why? Because sheyesh bem tuma chamura, even though the boser of a mace, there is tuma chamura, it has tumas ava tumor on it, but v'yem bem tuma kalo, there's no tuma kalo by the boser of an odom. Means there's no tumas oichlin on the boser of a person. Therefore, its dam is not osetit. For the more remin, we have a question. It says, Alocha hachoytech min odom. Somebody cuts off some meat from a person, you cut off a kazayas of meat, if you want this meat now to be makabel tuma, mashma the meat has a din of a oichel on it, and if you want it to be makabel tuma, so you have to have machshava that you plan to eat it, plan to use it, and vehechsher, also water has to go upon it also, and needs hechsher, this piece of meat now needs hechsher. Some of the girsa shita brings down the Gemara shall. So you don't need the hechsher. Some say you don't need the hechsher over here. Or machshava you need. Now the question, we have a question, machshava lomali. What do you have to have machshava that you plan to use this meat? The churatata chaticha shaloi machshava. Once you cut off a piece of meat, this time you plan to use it. So the fact you cut off the piece of meat from a person, that alone should be like a machshava you plan to eat it. So that alone should give it a machshava that's called an oichel, it could be makabel tuma. The Yom Rishlokh said, we're talking about over here, b'choit choit lekelef, where you're cutting off this piece of meat, you plan to give it to your dog teeth. Not for a person, but to a dog. So therefore, that alone is not called a machshava, you have to have machshava to use it for a person. So more or less the question, is that true? U machshava lekelef lav machshava, is that not called a machshava? For loy, is that true? The Yotzanan we learned. Klal omru b'tuma, the klal like come like this. Anything that's miyuchad, first to be eaten by a person, is achyishum achilus kelev. Means once something has a shem oichel on it, and it became tummy, let's say, so the din tumma doesn't go off it until it becomes puzzle, it's not even fit for dog to eat it. So who you see, kolzman still fit for dog to eat it, it's still called an oichel. So here, as long as you had machshava to give it to a dog, it should have a shem oichel on it. Smurf says no. I tell you who that did over there was Liyasuki Tumminei. That means there is someone with the food was tummy. And now you want to say the food's not fit to be eaten anymore to take off the tumor, then only Kivan de Mikore Abichos Liyadam, since it was once fit for Nodam, so Lasuki Mitumor Achir Shamachilis Kelev. The tumor would not go off it until it becomes post, it's not even fit for dog teeth anymore. But Hocha, we're talking about over here, Liyachusele Tumah. You want Tumah to first to come down on it. You want to give it a Shem Eichel. So here, to give it a Shem Eichel, the other cloud is, then chazel kelev. If it's fit for an adam tidit, then it's called an eichel. But vila chazel yodom, if it's not fit for a man tidit, the chazel kelev is not called fit for a dog. Because even though you want to give it to a dog, that does not make it into an eichel. Lechetchila an eichel food means something that's fit for an adam tidit. So therefore, you have to have machshava to use this bosa. But the question our koponim mikol makom is bothering us is Katanya says over here machshava, that you have to have machshava like to use this meat b'teres and oichel as food. Now on machshava, what do we have to give it a shame machshava for? The tumah kali, it's only to make a tumah color on it. Says so to give it a tumas oichlin. So here you see the bosser of a person does have tumas oichlin on it. So what are you telling me before, that there's no issa dam of a person because the person has no tumas oichlin on him? Here we see clearly it cut off some meat. So what we're talking about now is not a whole aver. It would be a whole limb. A limb that comes off a chai, that's called aver min a chai, has tumas meis on it. That would have a tumah chamur on it. So obviously we're talking about here some person cut off, let's just say a kezayis or a kebetzer worth of an odom from a chai. But not the whole aver, not the whole limb. So therefore, it does not have tumah chamura. So therefore, you have it, in order to mekabel tumah, it has to have a shem oichel on it. But it says here, could receive a shem oichel on it. So you see, even by an odom, there is a tumah kala. So Mora says, no, tell you, hanem ilu, when do we say that it's a tumah kala mechayim? Only we cut the meat off from a chai, from a live person. Aval yach amisa, but once the person dies, then from a meis, tomehu tumah chamura. That there's only tumah chamura, it's called like a mace. There's no more tumas oichlin by a mace. So the question is, what do you want to tell me then? The kavosa gabi behema, that you're talking about the opposite deek is that by behema there is a tumas oichlin. Where is the case by a behema the tumas oichlin? You want to tell me also, liyacha misa, after the behema dies. So the question is bosa metama, bosa metama tumah chamura? I want to shock. If it's the bosser of the nevela, it hasn't. It's a nava tuma. It's matam yubemasa b'maga. It's tuma chamur. You don't have to come on the tuma soichlin. The dam elamai the blood that comes out from the behema nevela matam tuma chamur. Also has tuma nava tuma. That's not we learned. Dam nevelos. The dam that comes out of a behema that's a nevela. The shamai mitar. Meshamai says it has no tumor on it, but obey silu matam. Obey silu says yes, it has a tumor on it. So according to Vesil, you see the dam of Nevela has tumor on it. So if we're talking about now a behema that's mace and Nevela, so what do you tell me? It has tumah kalo? No, it has tumah chamur. It's a navatum. It's a Nevela. So more says like this. L'nitzcho, the chiddush is, the chiddush between a behema and an odom is, and l'kratan, like learn like this. Nevela's behema tumeya. A Nevela of a behema tumeya, v'chol mokom, yavtav machshav atidit, to make it into tumas eichlin. Nevelas oifator, let's say you find the nevela of an oifator, bikforim, if you find the bikforim in the small cities, then tzorach machshav, you have to have machshava. But we ain't tzorach hechsher, it doesn't have to have hechsher. Since they're soifa tamatum mechamura, they don't need hechsher. But kopar needs machshava. So now, show what the gurus here, nevelas beim atoru, and the parenthesis, bechol mok nevelas oifator, vechelev, vishkotz, vishvok, even eight with one machshava, mechsher. Rakoponim viomalei Rav l'Rabbi Chia. Rav said to Rabbi Chiva, Rabbi Chia, the question over here: Machshava lomalei. What do you have to have machshava here on the basar of this nevelom? The chur machshava is only a tumah kala. Is only to give it a din a tumas oichlin on it. The question is: Higufa tumei. What do you have to make this nevela into a oichel? To give it a din tumas oichlin, it's stronger. It's a nevela. It's tumah masatzmoi. So what are you telling me here now? The nevela of a behema is tumei b'chol mokom with machshava. What do you need machshava for? The nevela has its own avat tumah. It's a tumah chamura. So what's the case talking about here? That you need a machshava. You have to think and make it into an oichel to give it a shame food that it could be chal tumas oichlin on it. And on this, the answer was omalei. Could grind the eco pochos mikizayis nevela. The case is talking about right now, you have pochos mikizayis of a nevela here. And a pochos mikizayis has no tumas nevela. Tumas nevela is only with the kizayis. Less than the kizayis has no tumas nevela on it. And the case is, with sorrowful of pochos mikibetas oichlin, you have a little bit less than a beitza worth of food. And now with this prochos mikizayas from the novellas mitzarf together to make now you have a kibetzah's worth of food. Tahai, fai had the kibetzah together, the first food, and this prochos mikizayas of the novella together is a kizayas of food, a beitz of food. So that's enough gemina, that this half of a kizayas of a novella by itself, it has no tumah chamur, it's only a prochos mikizayas. So now, if it has a shem oichlo on its food, it could be mitzvah with this other food, and together you have the kibetz of food, then it would be mekabel tumah. So that's enough gemina, you want to give it a shem oichlo on this novella. For the Mori Hochi, if so, li boi nami hechsher. If that's the case, that it's a pochus mikazayas of a novella, so it has no tumas novella, should have to have hechsher also. Should have to have water go on it first. So why does it say you don't need hechsher? To a ton of the Rebbe Shmuel, or kol zera zeruah she yizor, any seed that you plant, so we dash in mazurah, just like seeds, miyuchodim shein sefer tamu tuma chamura, it'll never have a ava tumor on it. So things like that, the tzorach hechsher, you only want to make it into a rishon l'tuma, to make a tumas eichlin, then it needs a hechsher kabba tuma. Is av kol shein sefer tamu tuma chamura, anything that never has a safe to become a tuma chamura, then tzorach hechsher. So, Mashen Kain, things that have, would be safe for Tama Tumah Chamura, does not need a Hechsher. So here, like the novella, since it's safe for Tama Tumah Chamura, does need a Hechsher. Omulei said back to him, no, Hanin mi lebi yechlen di yalma, tlesle pochus migazayas novella. Aval hocho dika begave pochus migazayas novella, kivun dilu mitzarf loi kizayis loi boi Hechsher. Since lemaisef there would be a kizayas of a novella would not need a hechsher, so right now most you do not need a hechsher. Rashi says what? Ihochi, the pochus and the kizayas of lios liyurlum with a tumma novella, he boy nami hechsher. This is all part of the kasha, the Torah of the very Shmuel. Then what does not need hechsher? Something that by itself it's safer to become a tumma chamura. But over here, this pochus mikizayas, since the pochus mikizayas would not have tumas novella on it, so it's not safe at the end to become a tumah chamura. So you should have to have hechsher right now. Tzas the Gemara answers no, that even though by itself it's not safe, but it could be mitzvah though. Since this pochus mikazayas will be cut together with another pochus mikazayas of a novella, and together there'll be a kazayas of a novella, then it would have a tumah chamura. So since it's possible for it to have a tumah chamura later, therefore right now, when you want to give the tumas oichlin on it, the teras of food, it does not need hechsher the kabel tuma. So I call upon him, that's the locha by a behema. By a behema, this is the case to say where you could have a tuma kala on a pochus mikazayis from a novella. Now the Gemara says la fuke mace. Now the Rebbe meant to say before that by mace you do not have this.